Welcome to Happily Holistic. I'm Amy Lee Mercury, and I'm a medical intuitive with 20 years of experience. I've written 15 books on health and wellness. If you've had a medical intuitive session with me, you know that the thoughts and emotions within you, what has been passed down from your ancestors, and everything that surrounds you can impact your well-being. In this podcast, we touch on my favorite ways for you to improve your health and feel more joy. We dive deeply into everything health and wellness with a big dash of spirituality and a sprinkle of business. We spotlight the uplifting and the positive and share the secret ways top wellness authors and celebrities get inspired, stay healthy, and enjoy this beautiful life. I can't wait to get happily holistic with you today. Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Happily Holistic. I am so excited because today I get to interview Tracy Stanley. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Amy. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. And I want to introduce our listeners to you a little bit. Tracy has a really impressive and wonderful bio. And her book, Radiant Rest, Yoga Nidra for Deep Relaxation and Awakened Clarity, came out in March of 2021. And I'm really excited to listen to that. To read that book. I'm thinking about Yoga Nidra, like I would listen to it. That's why.
Well, the good thing is the audio recordings come with the book, so you could be listening right away.
Oh, amazing. That's why. And Tracy also hosts the Radiant Rest podcast, where audiences join her for spacious conversations with a deeper dive into the practices that lead to deep rest and all of the treasures that come from being rested. That's kind of amazing. I love that. Tracy's a former model and filmmaker and has produced over 35 films. Her wish is for everyone to have access to the practice of Yoga Nidra to support and nurture them in their lives. And Tracy's been, gosh, it looks like she's had a lot of training for over 20 years and just all kinds of amazing things. So I want to really jump in, Tracy, and have you tell our listeners who don't know what Yoga Nidra is, first of all.
Yeah, so Yoga Nidra is actually translated as the yoga of sleep. And it's often described as sleep with a slight trace of awareness or conscious sleep or enlightened sleep, which is really beautiful.
That's beautiful.
And the idea is that we can do this practice where we either guide ourselves or are systematically guided through deep relaxation into this place where the body itself is allowed to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And the mind, we give permission to fall asleep. But there is consciousness that stays awake and aware through the entire journey of the practice of Yoga Nidra. And through that practice, we might go through the waking state, the dreaming state, the deep sleep state, or maybe even into this other state that's known as the fourth state, that is this place of a void or a place where it's both empty and full, and it's also said to be peace beyond words, and it's kind of this indescribable space. And consciousness weaves through the journey of that. And when we wake up from our practice of Yoga Nidra, we are kind of reborn because we've surrendered a lot. And we have also received a lot. So it's a really deep and beautiful practice that's really accessible to anyone because it's done lying down.
Yes.
And you're guided through it. When you practice for a while, you might decide that you want to start self-guiding. But it's one of the most accessible practices. And even though the word yoga is in there, it doesn't mean that you have to do any kind of physical posture, except for a posture that allows the earth to completely support you.
I like that. that last bit too, that that's what the posture is, even though we're lying down, that the earth is supporting. And as a massive fan of yoga nidra, I definitely know I do experience that weaving of consciousness through all of those four states. And I think if it's something that we haven't experienced yet, there's not much else out there like it, if anything. I teach shamanism. That's one of the things I do. I'm a medical intuitive. I talk to people's spirit guides. I've been doing it for 20 years. I've been teaching shamanism for 20 years. So we create an altered state and bring the conscious into alternate reality using the beat of the drum. That's a very active principle kind of an activity. You know, you've got the drum and you're kind of like feeling like you're running in alternate reality and gathering your information and your healing. But with yoga nidra, I feel like it's more of a receptive experience. Would you agree?
I definitely agree. Yoga nidra is the practice of non-doing.
Yes.
The state of yoga nidra is the state of no thought.
I love that state.
Yeah. And the goddess, yoga nidra, the one who presides over the journey, is really like our great mother. However, it's interesting you say about, you talk about shamanism, because there's many people that had never practiced yoga nidra, but they had been on shamanic journeys. And they would say, this is so similar to the place that I go in the shamanic journey. And I just feel like the indigenous cultures have had these practices of sacred dreaming and traveling to other dimensions for millennia.
Yes.
This one just happens to be called yoga nidra.
Yes. That part of what I teach is, you know, in our beginning class, what we're doing is we're altering our brainwaves. And then in shamanism, we're applying intention and focus to propel us, you know, and to move our consciousness into a different state, essentially. I think that my experience with yoga nidra is we are entering a different state. Our brainwaves are shifted, but not through the beat of the drum, but we're not applying as much focus. With shamanism, as a medical intuitive, I see what's happening sometimes in the brain, and we sort of squeeze and hone down with our focus, especially in the prefrontal cortex, to help get us further, faster, and more efficiently in our shamanic journey to accomplish what we're doing. With yoga nidra, I feel like instead it's a widening there, more of a vessel.
I love that. So the first thing I would say is the similarity between the brainwave states, right? Which has been proven through research that people who practice yoga nidra and have been practicing for a long time can achieve these theta and delta brainwave states while being conscious and awake and aware.
Yeah.
And at the same time, the focus is a different kind of focus, because the only focus that's there in yoga nidra is remembering that part of us that is always awake and always watching and allowing ourselves to stay awake and aware in the practice.
Yes.
And that's the only focus. So the, you know, maybe there's some people in some traditions that do visualizations. And so maybe you're on that visualization, but I love how you say that it's a widening, because it really is as opposed to, I'm going to just add to it, a pinpoint, which I feel like was what you're talking about.
That's what it is.
It's a widening of the awareness, and that awareness allows us to touch into the awareness of prana, of vital life force.
Yes.
And it is that vital life force that guides us back in our surrender back to source. So similar.
It is similar, yet a different experience.
Mm-hmm. But similar, because we're able to allow the consciousness to be existing and experiencing in a different state than the usual waking state.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I do too. I love Yoga Nidra so much. And I'm excited to explore your resources too, because I'm sure you have some neat audios and things like that. Oh, I love it.
Yes. I was lucky that I was able to record the six Yoga Nidra practices that are in the book. They come for free as streamable audio.
Wonderful.
When you buy the book.
Wonderful. So that tells us how to obtain that and gives us our little passwords probably and stuff. Awesome. Yeah, I'm in. When can I get in there? I'm excited for the book. I'm a reader. I'm sure you are too. You
know? Yes. Yeah.
As a writer, I'm a reader too. So I'm excited to read.
And you know, it's interesting. I'm just remembering, there's one Yoga Nidra practice that I did with a teacher where she began the class actually with the frame drum.
Mm-hmm. Altered the brainwaves that way first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I did one years ago that I loved, that I felt, you know, I think one of the things I always feel is with, especially with Yoga Nidra, sometimes other things, but Yoga Nidra really in a big way, is the downgrading of the nervous system, which I think is just so crucial for all of us, especially in today's world. And one woman did a kind of a neat visualization, like you were kind of already in the practice and going to the different parts of the body. And then she said, like, visualize a tropical rainforest, visualize a beach with lightning, you know, these different scenes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think everyone's different. For me, that caused a different type of a downgrade and an unraveling. Those scenes.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a few different traditions of Yoga Nidra. Mm-hmm. And some of them use symbols and places.
Yes. Yes.
And it's this idea of kind of moving towards the pairs of opposites, where the pairs of opposites cease to exist, right? So it's like that thunderstorm.
Yes.
And the beautiful, serene beach.
Yes.
You can hold both at some point.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I thought they had an archetypal energy too. The thing, even one was just like a night sky cityscape. Like they had archetypal signature energies.
Yes, they mostly do. The interesting thing though is that those archetypes and those symbols aren't always the same across cultures, right? So it's very interesting to see how someone may react to.
Yes.
You know, a priest praying or a monk praying as an image, right?
In different places.
I don't use symbols in my public teaching for that reason.
Especially
mm-hmm. online, because it's kind of like, oh, I'm not sure.
How you're gonna receive it. Yes.
My practices tend to be about spaciousness and returning to the space of the heart.
I love that. I think that's really, I mean, I'm sure we've always needed that, but especially now with such a fast pace that we exist in, even if we're endeavoring to opt out of it at certain points, we're in it and we're feeling the collective energy of it. So to come back to a heart space can be really restorative and probably kind of rare unless we put intention on it.
We'll be right back after this short break. Hi, it's Amy Lee Mercree. I'm so grateful to be a part of my medical intuitive clients' journeys of healing and evolution. We're all on our own paths to greater health and self-actualization. In a medical intuitive session with me, we connect deeply with your spirit guides and ancestors and dig into the root causes of what's going on in your physical body, emotions, mind, energetic body, and spirit. To learn more about my medical intuitive work, check out the Work With Me page on amyleemercree.com.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's different for, again, for everyone. Mm-hmm. And all of these traditions and lineages and practices, they all have their medicine. So yes. I encourage people to try as many different yoga nidra teachers and lineages yes. as possible to see what resonates.
Yes.
But yeah, I think that, you know, as I've been taught, we have these three centers. So the third eye is the center of waking. Mm-hmm. And the throat center is the center of dreaming. And the heart center is this center of deep sleep. And deep, deep inside the heart is that fourth state, that place of the void.
Yes.
So, you know, depending on what's happening, we can kind of work with any of these portals, including the womb as a portal, as you know. So, it's just... This is a lifetime practice that
that's
I feel
what
like
I was just thinking.
Never going to get boring.
It's a multi-layered, multifaceted, endless, you know, buffet of experiencing consciousness and expansion, really.
100%. It is, you know, the word pratyahara in Sanskrit is one of the limbs of yoga. It's the fifth limb of yoga, and it means withdrawal of the senses in order to expand back into your origin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this practice is. It's withdrawing all of your external awareness, bringing all of your awareness inward to this, whatever portal you choose.
Yeah.
And just allowing yourself to remember who and what you truly are. Because once you have a taste of that, no one can ever take that away from you, no matter what is happening around you in the waking world.
That is true. That is true. And it's a touchstone when the waking world is hectic or intense, just to remember that experience happened. I think can be a touchstone in those moments. And then if we have a chance to go into it, even better, of course.
I love that word, touchstone. That's perfect.
Yeah. I'm so excited to read your book, and I wanted to ask you about all these films. Can you tell us about this? I read your bio earlier, and for some reason I just skimmed over that. I just went, wait a minute, what are all these films? What's going on here?
I was a film producer. I kind of feel like once you're a film producer, you're always a film producer, because you never know what little thing may come up.
Yeah.
But that was my career for about 20 years. And I was also teaching yoga and practicing yoga simultaneously. Luckily, I had the yoga practice as a foundation for that. But I was an executive on over 100 movies. I produced over 40 films. And that was something that I loved to do.
And
until my consciousness kind of started to evolve. And then many things happened, and one day I'll write a book about that. But
that'll be a cool book too.
So that's my thing. I think people always ask, what's one movie that you might have made that I might know?
Right. I bet.
And so The Whole Nine Yards with Bruce Willis
that
and
was
Matthew
a cute
Perry.
Movie.
Was a very cute movie, which I love working on. So that's one.
Okay, those are the films. That makes sense. It would be fun for you to, you know, self-produce a movie on this practice. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing?
It's in the field.
I felt that. Like, I can feel that for you.
You picked it up. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it would be really well received, because, gosh, we all, I think, are craving that rest state. I mean, as a medical intuitive, gosh, what I see on a adrenal level, and as far as, you know, the amount and the quality of people's sleep, I think everyone in health probably sees that nowadays.
Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest, I think the most Googled term is around insomnia.
Yes. Did you hear that thunder?
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Is that thunder?
It's a thunderstorm. I'm glad our connection's holding up. We seem to be good.
Well, this is good because I feel like I got an affirmation like right when we were talking about that. Like,
yes. That was it. I'm holding my earbud case. I'm a fidgeter, so I'm down here fiddling and fidgeting with this. It was, yes. I think it was confirming. Make a movie. Make this movie on Yoga Nidra.
I love that.
We need it. It was so fun talking to you, Tracy.
You too.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear if you know, in this, I don't even want to say this time, because I feel like it's kind of like all the time now, but in our life of this, with this fast pace, if you were to give our listeners sort of a pearl of wisdom upon which to contemplate, upon which to dwell, what would it be?
Well, first I would ask you to contemplate on this idea that rest is your birthright.
I love that.
And then I would ask for just another contemplation of, if your legacy was to shift and change your family lineage's relationship to rest and self-care, how would you start?
Beautiful.
And once you answer that, then ask yourself, are you ready to start today?
That was like a truth bomb times 10. I mean, really, that's powerful stuff. Yeah. Well, I think that's what we want to leave our listeners with. But I do want us to tell them where to find you, your book, and your offerings. So tell us all of the places.
Thank you. So you can find me at radiantrest.com. That's all the info about the book, about the book club. And you can find my personal offerings at tracywith2esyoga.com. The book is out. The audiobook is out. I'm narrating the audiobook. Yay! You get practices with both.
You have a beautiful voice too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And can they link to your podcast from either site? Where do they find that?
Yes. So podcast, the easiest way to get it is radiantrest.com. Perfect. That will give you the podcast, the book, everything. Yeah.
Everything, the whole shebang. Yeah. And where do they find you on Instagram, socials, et cetera?
On Instagram, you can find me at Tracy_Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really do the other Twitters and whatever. Yeah, I mean, occasionally, but that's Instagram's the best place to find all the inspiration. Yeah.
Yay. Go follow Tracy. Go get her book. Let's all start claiming our birthright.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. The world will change when we decide to do that.
I really feel that. Yes, for sure. Yeah. What a beautiful thing to leave us with. The thunder agrees.
The thunder agrees. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you
having
so
me.
Much, Tracy, for all this wisdom you've imparted. And everybody go pick up Radiant Rest. I can't wait to read it. Have Thank a great you. Day. Thank you for listening to Happily Holistic.
Thanks for listening to Happily Holistic with me, Amy Lee Mercree. You can find out more about the show on amyleemercree.com on the podcast page. Please stop by your favorite social platform and leave me a comment. I'd love to hear how you liked today's show and what topics you'd like me to cover in the future. Come find me on Instagram and Facebook at amyleemercree.com. If you would like to see what a medical intuitive session with me is all about, hop on over to the Work With Me page on amyleemercree.com. Until next time, stay happily holistic.